Welcome to the School Candyman 14 podcast. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Noah, if you guys do not already know. And over this podcast, we're going to be discussing some of the upcoming games of 2018 and see where things go. And so hope you guys enjoy. And let's get right into this podcast right here. So, over the years of gaming and everything, we've had games coming out that could be known as something that could be a game changer for the year. Something that can change the way of the year, of the 2018 year, or 2017, 2016, or whatever kind of year it is. And we've had that for the past few years where we've had games come out, and there have been games that ended up being a big disappointment, and games that didn't turn out the way that a lot of people would have expected them to. And that changed everyone's big perspective on certain games and all the hype of everything that they wanted. So, we're going to be discussing some of the games that are coming out. And some of them you could put out there and see if you agree or disagree on the hype of the game. And we'll just see where things go. One of the games I'm looking at that I have actually been looking at before is a game called Anthem, which is coming out for the PlayStation 4, Windows, PC, and Xbox One. So pretty much all majority console and platforms are going to be out for this thing. At least the big platforms known as PC, Xbox, and PlayStation. It's a lush alien type world. BioWare is creating this game. It's a giant open world monster shooter with loot drops, and you know, you have exosuits and weapons, and you know, the game is apparently targeted for the fall, and it, for me, this game actually does look a little bit interesting. This was announced at E3 on Xbox. I did see a little bit of a gameplay trailer. I was kind of excited, but then they decided they were going to push the game off a little bit more, and that surely disappointed me a little bit, because I'm kind of looking forward to this game. I want to know what it's more about, and I want to just get involved with some of these things. Another game that we have is Crackdown 3. This game had been hyped for a very, very, this game had, sorry for that long pause. This game had a big hype for it, Crackdown 3, after everyone's big thing with playing Crackdown 1 and Crackdown 2, just the fact that these games really got to people and they enjoyed the content of it. This game was originally supposed to air back in 2016, but there was a giant delay and the game actually did not happen. There was also another announcement saying that the game was going to come out in 2017, never really ended up showing. And the game was put off until 2018. And my biggest thing with this is that since this game has been put off at least twice already, I feel like it's not going to build up to the hype that everyone was really looking for, because this game is really... It's been a few years since Crackdown has come out, and Crackdown originally played on the 360, and it was a good game, and for everyone at the time, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed the fact of what was going on, at least from my standpoint. What I've heard, a lot of people enjoyed playing that game, especially me. But I think the biggest thing, the reason why they've been putting off this game so much, is because they've been trying to put in there that everything in the map, the whole scape of the area is gonna have destructive environments where you can blow up a building and it can fall and crumble, something like Battlefield, how they have a that uh, I can't can't remember what engine it's called, but they have the engine where people can destruct environments, certain buildings in the game, or they'll shoot like a grenade launcher and it will blow up a wall. So I think the main reason they've really been pushing this game off is because of the fact of these big destructive environments. That's just me. I could be wrong, but hopefully this game actually builds up to the hype, even though it's been put off for the last 2 years. So let's see where these things will go. Another game that we have coming out is Darksiders 3. I've played Darksiders. I enjoyed the first one. I've yet to beat the first one, and I have yet to play the second one. But I enjoyed everything about the first one while I was able to play it. I thought it was a really interesting game. I had no problem with it. I love the environment. I love the landscape. I love the enemies and just the layout of how the game really was and how it worked. It was actually really interesting and it intrigued me a lot. This game is coming out for PlayStation 4, the PC, and Xbox One. So all you Steam fans will be excited to know that this game is coming out on PC also, and not just the consoles. I know it did take, I think, at least a few years, I could be wrong, or a while for them to put most of these games like Darksiders on the computer, which is what I've played the game on. I've played Darksiders on PC, so it runs a little bit slower, but I enjoy everything about it. Not really sure exactly when this game is going to be coming out, but Darksiders 3, you're going to be taking on the role of Fury. She's one of the members of the Four Horsemen. And I don't really know a whole lot about her. I'd probably have to play a little bit more in the games, but let me know from your guys' perspective if you guys will be enjoying the fact of this game. Because I know a lot of people did enjoy Darksiders. I had some friends that enjoyed it. And it looks good from what I've seen and some pictures I'm seeing for the game. So hopefully this game will build up to the hype. After the 2 years of a hiatus, I would say, for Darksiders 1 and 2. But as it is said, all good games need a good time frame to be made so it can build up for the hype that everyone has been waiting for. That's just like how everyone was super excited for Halo 4 or the new Call of Duty that came out, World War II. Everyone was excited for World War II. They've been waiting for it for years. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people on Twitter be lashing out at Activision and the Call of Duty Twitter or anything on any social media for not making World War II and keep making all these other games like Black Ops or Modern Warfare Remastered or Advanced Warfare or Infinite Warfare. And just everyone was lashing out, and they wanted the game that everyone had been begging for. And finally, Activision built up, caved in, said, "All right, guys, here you go. Here's the game. Hope you guys enjoy it." And it ended up not being what everyone's hype was. I enjoyed the campaign. I think the campaign was probably one of my most favorite things in that game. I know a lot of people buy Call of Duty for the multiplayer only. And there was an announcement for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, where they announced and said they are not going to have multiplayer in the game at all, which I think is going to be a really big setback for Activision and the company, because a lot of people buy the Call of Duty games for the multiplayer. And I think that's just going to be a big, big, big issue. And Activision is really going to regret that, because a lot of people probably will not buy Modern Warfare 2 Remastered. And everyone I know of loved Modern Warfare 2. I have buddies that tell me Modern Warfare 2 was their favorite Call of Duty, or World at War was their favorite Call of Duty. And when they keep making all these other games and, you know, like remastering Modern Warfare Remastered, I thought that game was great. Modern Warfare Remastered is one of my favorite games. But it was the biggest thing that when they made certain games, it did not add up to the hype. So let's just hope that after the hiatus of this game, it will build up to the hype that everyone is going to be looking for. One game that I'd like to discuss that is already actually out for 2018 is Far Cry 5. I've had a lot of people that I know of get Far Cry 5, and they actually really enjoy it. I've actually had one of my buddies personally tell me that he thinks it is better than Ghost Recon Wildlands, which is by Ubisoft, and everyone was like, wow, Far Cry 5. And I know Far Cry is made by Ubisoft, just like Ghost Recon Wildlands, and what I've heard personally from my friends is they think Far Cry 5 is better. But again, since the game had just come out, and it's actually probably only been out, at least by the time I am making this podcast, for about 2 weeks, then it's already had problems. The game crashes, but overall, the game I've heard is a really well thought out game. The view, the graphics, and everything is just amazing. Debating what console or platform you are playing it on. I know for people that play it on console, the graphics do look really good, but I'm pretty sure if you played it on PC, like any other PC person that plays PC games, that it would probably look a little bit better, because you were able to tweak with the graphics and be able to decide how you want the graphics to be. Excuse me. But that is my perspective, and I've yet to play or see a whole bunch of gameplay of Far Cry 5. I did watch one of my friend's brothers play it a little bit, and he's already been complaining about the game, which doesn't take a surprise to me because of the fact that, A, this game just came out, it's only 2 weeks old, and it's gonna have some problems. It's gonna just have issues, and you just gotta wait for the updates. So, yeah. Another game that I'm looking at right now, I don't really know anything about it, is a game called FE. I could be saying that wrong. It's coming out on the Switch, PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One. So for all you Nintendo holders of the Switch, be ready, because that game is coming out on your guys' platform also. Developed by the Swedish outfit Zoink, FE is a symbolic personal fantasy that brings to mind powerful games like The Journey and The Shadow of the Colossus. It stars a fox-like creature who seeks to protect the forest by enlisting animal allies through audible calls. Okay, I think I've seen something about this game. Yes, I just read that word for word on what site I'm looking at this game with. Don't really have a whole lot of perspective of it, but I think I've seen a little bit of gameplay on it. Just the picture that they have for it. Beautiful looking landscape, for the kind of graphics that they're trying to go for. They're not trying to make it a really big graphics enticed game where it's so light, the lighting is really great and everything. They have it set, at least from my perspective, how I'm looking at this right now. They're making it more of a cubic-like design for things, and it doesn't look that bad, I will not lie. But for anyone that wants to check that game out, that is all for you. And you can see exactly how you guys feel about it. For all you guys of God of War fans out there, we have the PlayStation 4, of course, God of War. This is a new game. I've never played God of War, at least to my mind. I don't think I've played one, but God of War, don't exactly know the time when it's going to be coming out. But for anyone that is following on this, I'm pretty sure you guys have already figured out what time it's going to be coming out, around what quarter of the season it's going to come out in and whatnot. But all I can say is that I'm pretty sure a lot of people that have played God of War are very, very, very excited because they have been waiting for another God of War or a remake or a DLC. At least from anyone that I've talked to that enjoys God of War, they're like, dude, I want another God of War. And when they did an announcement on this game, I believe back in 2017 of E3 or something, everyone just lost it. They were like, oh my gosh, this game is going to be awesome. I can't wait. And Sony Santa Monica Studio is going to be working on it. Apparently it says it's going to be coming out in the next few months. So at least on this website that I'm looking at, I don't know when this article was published. It could have been 3 months ago. So for all I know, this game could already be out. If so, I apologize and just ignore that. Another game that is coming out is Jurassic World Evolution, coming to the PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One by Frontier Developments. It's pretty much a dinosaur park management sim. Lets you run your own Jurassic Park, pretty much around that. Just perspective of it. Already sounds like one of the sim games where you can take control and you're able to run everything. Kind of like a Roller Coaster Tycoon, where you're able to do stuff like that. Apparently it says it's likely to launch around the time when the new Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom movie hits theaters. So hopefully in the summertime for you guys, you will be able to see that game launching if you guys are interested. Alright guys, one big game here that I am super excited about. I wish it was coming to PC, but I'm going to buy it the day that it comes out because I have an Xbox One and I'm so excited. And it's also coming for PlayStation 4. For all you people that loved this game back a few years ago, where you were able to take fight as a character named Sora, fighting off the Heartless, teaming up with Disney characters. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, here it comes and here it is, Kingdom Hearts 3. I am super stoked for this game. I've been waiting for this game for years. I played Kingdom Hearts 1. I've played Kingdom Hearts 2. And honestly, I had been waiting for a game to be announced for another Kingdom Hearts. They kept making DS side games. They kept making side little story games. And nothing added up. Everyone was praying and saying, please, make another Kingdom Hearts. This is all we want. And finally, last year, back in 2017, is when I saw that it was announced. Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out. And you're able to be dealing with a whole bunch of other Disney and Pixar characters. I looked at some of the stuff that they had. They're putting in Big Hero 6. I don't know exactly what other ones they are putting in. I know they did put in Toy Story because that was in the release trailer. And the trailer for the game looks amazing. Even though they had it in Japanese, I don't care. It looks freaking legit. If you guys are a big Kingdom Hearts fan, I would go check out that trailer right now. I'm pretty sure you guys will not be disappointed, and you guys will be for the hype, and hopefully this game builds up to the hype. It looks beautiful. I love Kingdom Hearts. I could care less how the game looks. I just want to play for the story. But other than that, you guys, of course, Square Enix is making it, and they have been building up for this hype and holding it off for years and years. I think, actually, I'm going to look this up right now. The last Kingdom Hearts game, let's see, when did it come to Kingdom Hearts? Kingdom Hearts 2, originally on the PlayStation 2, came out in 2005. And the first Kingdom Hearts on PlayStation 2 came out in 2002. So a 3-year gap before Kingdom Hearts 2 was released. Kingdom Hearts 1 came out in 2002. I know they did remaster Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, and they put it on the PlayStation 4. That was the only reason why I was really, really, really gonna buy that game. And I was super stoked to see they remade the game, but I wasn't gonna put money into buying another console. Sorry, not the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation 3. I think it is for PlayStation. They have their own quote-unquote backwards compatibility, I guess. I don't know. I could be wrong. But anyone that's excited, I'm excited. This game's coming out this year. I've been waiting for it forever and ever. And we'll just see what happens. Another game that we have coming in, if all you guys are Kirby fans, we have another Kirby game coming out on the Nintendo Switch. Kirby Star Allies. Apparently, it is a party-type game, kind of like Mario Party, I guess, where you do stuff. I don't know for sure. I could be wrong. But it's apparently the very first Kirby game to come to the Switch. So for anyone that has enjoyed playing Kirby while you were younger, just be on the lookout for that. I'm pretty sure you guys will not be disappointed. And, yeah. The next game that we have only coming out for the PlayStation 4, of course, is for anyone that was big on the Naughty Dog release, where you got to play in the post-apocalyptic combat adventure kind of world. If you guys don't get what I'm trying to say, we have The Last of Us Part 2, you guys, coming out in 2018. Everyone I know of that played the very first Last of Us and beat it is so excited for this release. And I think, from how the trailer put it, you are playing as Ellie through the game. She is now older, and it's apparently set 5 years from the original. So I don't know exactly how old Ellie was supposed to be in that game, but 5 years, and she already looks like she's in her late teens. And she looks like she's a kick-ass girl, too. She looks like she's been through some hell, and she's gonna kill it, but She's out for blood. She's coming back. And for all you guys that love The Last of Us, I'm sure you guys will be very excited to know that it is coming out this year of 2018. And yeah. Apparently, a new Mega Man is coming out on the Switch, PlayStation 4, PC, and Xbox One. Mega Man 11 is coming out. Capcom is making another side-scrolling adventure platform of Mega Man, but with 3D visuals, apparently. I don't know how big this game is gonna really go out. I know for a lot of people, the biggest thing that really hit them was being able to play the Mega Man game that they made. I can't remember. I think it was able to go on the PlayStation 4 also. It could be, if I'm wrong, let me know. But when they did Mega Man 1 and 2, at least what it is, Mega Man, where you're able to play some of the old retro Mega Mans, because they remastered it and they put it all in one thing. I know the first Mega Man game that they remastered had, I think, Mega Man 1 through 5 or 6. I can't remember exactly, but I have played that game. So, but anyone that is looking forward, I guess, for another Mega Man game, there you go. It's coming out in 2018. Another game that's coming out in 2018, hopefully 2018, is Metro Exodus. And this is picking up where the last light ended off, where you're apparently able to leave Moscow and explore new regions. Apparently, most of the faces from the Last Light game will be showing up in the new series. And I thought Last Light was actually pretty good. I've yet to beat the game, but I enjoyed playing what I could in the game. And for anyone that is big on those Metro games, I have a lot of friends that actually really think those games are good. But be ready for the hype. Metro Exodus is coming out in 2018. So be ready for that, you guys. Another game that I know everyone is built up for the hype on. Back in 2010, was released by Rockstar Games. Coming out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One only. Is the big, most hyped game before 2018 even hit when it was announced. Already has everyone on the rise for this game and wanting to pre-order it and waiting for this game to come out and pre-order. Is Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm actually excited for this game. I love the first game. I love everything about the first game. Being able to go around and do whatever you want. You can go terrorize a town. Of course, because it's a Rockstar game. You can shoot people for all you want. It could be bad guys or it could be good guys. Doesn't matter. But you're able to do that type of stuff, and you play as an outlaw, apparently. You're not playing as the son to the guy from the first game. I can't remember his name, but you are not playing as the son, apparently, in this game. That was everyone's biggest thing when they released the trailer. They're like, oh my god, it's the son. He's coming back for revenge, and he's doing his own thing now, but actually, it isn't. It isn't his son. And everyone was like, wait, well, what's going on then? And apparently you're playing as someone else. And no one knows exactly the story behind this other guy. Other than the fact that he is apparently just an outlaw coming in to race hell on horseback. And I already think this game looks great from the trailers they've had for the game. I'm excited. I'll buy the game. Just give me time to beat the first one. But I love the first one. I'm excited for the second one to come out. So for anyone that owns the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One, be ready because that game's coming out. Sorry to all you PC users. I'm just as sad as you guys are. But of course, first one was never on PC. So the second one is not going to be on PC either. So sorry for that, you guys. But just be sure to build up for the hype, I guess. I guess another game that is coming out, this is unconfirmed for the title, but what they have for the title is Shadow of the Tomb Raider. Apparently, this is not confirmed yet, but there have been teasers and leaks convincing the case that Lara Croft's next adventure uses the word shadow in its title. Announced later in this year, this game is promised to be released relatively soon in 2018. Square Enix says it wants a shorter waiting period between first introduction and arrival. The last Tomb Raider game was released 2 years after it was first announced. A new Tomb Raider movie is also coming out in 2018, which already is out. From people that I've seen, people actually went and enjoyed it. I don't think it beat the box office amount of money that they needed. but apparently for anyone that enjoyed Tomb Raider, the Tomb Raider games, I'm pretty sure this game is going to come out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 and possibly PC. That's just my big guess right there because the first two games have been on all those platforms. I really liked the first game. I've yet to play Rise of the Tomb Raider, but I've heard great reviews about the game. A lot of people I know of have given positive reviews, told me, hey, Noah, if you're able to buy it, you should buy it. If you can get the opportunity to get it, get it. It's a good game. It has a really great atmosphere. It has a great story. It's overall great. And I can't blame them. I've played the first one. I own the first one. I actually just got the first one. Again, I used to have it. I don't anymore. But I just got it on PC. So I am going to be playing that game as much as I can, because I enjoyed playing it while I could. And I would love to just keep going with the game. I would not want to stop, because this game is really good. So, for anyone that has been on the hype train of any of the Tomb Raider games that they have kept making, be ready, because there is apparently a new Tomb Raider coming out. No idea with anything, no idea if there is a trailer for the game, but if there is, then be ready for the hype. A big game that got announced way back in 2017 for 2018 release was the new Spider-Man game coming to PlayStation 4. This game looks actually really, really, really good, actually. I've seen some gameplay trailer of it, and the atmosphere of the game looks really great. Apparently, the game is being built on a modified version of the Sunset Overdrive's engine that they used. So they're putting that in this game. And I really think this game looks really good. It's an open world combat, stealth, and parkour title. And after the years of Spider-Man games that came out, there was a lot of disappointment. There wasn't a lot of hype, especially because some of the games came out on really crappy consoles, like Spider-Man 3 on the Wii. And then the original Spider-Man game came out on the PlayStation 2 and some other consoles back then, but the games did not build up to the hype that everyone was looking for. I don't know what the story is for any of the Spider-Man game that they're talking about right here, but from what I've seen, some of the gameplay, it looks really good. There's a new villain involved that I've never actually seen in the Spider-Man verse, ever. I've seen majority of every Spider-Man movie that is out. I've seen Spider-Man 1 through 3 with Tobey Maguire. I've seen Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 with Andrew Garfield. And I've seen Spider-Man Homecoming with Tom Holland. I know the movies don't really correlate to the game idea. For all I know, Insomniac Games and Sony could be putting in a new type of villain that really is not in the Marvel Universe, which could be a big change and could add something and get Marvel ideas and might put something into their Marvel Universe, the MCU Universe. So that's just a big hype. I know a lot of people have been looking at this game like, all right, here we go, another Spider-Man game. But after seeing some of the stuff about the game, I'm actually not as disappointed. I don't even own a PlayStation. I actually, if I had a PlayStation, I would buy this game. I think it looks pretty good. I don't have a problem with it. But yeah, for anyone that is hyped, there you go. Coming out very soon. So for anyone that doesn't know, there was a game back in 2007 launched on the Nintendo Wii, the original game, at least, was. And there was a sequel that was followed in 2010. I didn't even know there was a sequel, but it is coming to the Nintendo Switch on the Nintendo consoles, of course, which is a game called No More Heroes, but this one is called Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. So, No More Heroes, in my opinion, has to be one of the most rated M games I have ever played on the Nintendo Wii and also owned. I never really thought about the game until I played it. And you play as this guy. and you have like a light stick as a weapon, and you can go through and like go through missions, and you're killing these people, and like you're cutting them off, like cutting their limbs off and whatnot, and like graphic little whatever they did for type of blood comes out. Like I can't remember, I haven't played it in so long, but I actually did see that they were gonna announce this game, and I heard that they were making another one. I think I read about it in a Game Informer, and I was like, no way, you gotta be kidding me, right? This game came out in 2007, and then there was another one in 2010 apparently, and 8 years later they're making another one. I don't know if they're making another one or they're remastering the first one, but apparently he's coming back. So for anyone that liked No More Heroes, then there you guys go. There's another No More Heroes coming out for you guys. Oh, I didn't even know this was actually announced, but okay, the last thing on this list, because I'm scrolling past to find games that actually might sound a little bit interesting, but apparently, a few years back in 2015, Nintendo announced a game on the Wii U called Yoshi's Woolly World, where you play as a, I believe, if I'm correct, a yarn version of a Yoshi. And apparently, a new game. They have not yet announced the title for this game, but there is a new game involving Yoshi that is coming out on the Switch, made by Nintendo, of course. And this game actually looks, that on this picture, the one picture I'm looking at right now, it looks really good. I don't know anything about it. It apparently was announced at E3. So honestly, I don't really know anything about it. But for anyone that is excited and loved Yoshi games, then there you guys go. The new Yoshi game coming out 2018. No idea. But yeah. Anyway, you guys, thank you for joining this podcast. If you did, if you guys want to be a part of this podcast, make sure to follow me on here on Anchor, to be able to get notified from whenever I go live on a podcast. And also, if you guys want to, go check out my gaming channel at SkullCandyMan14 on YouTube. You guys can see games that will be uploaded, and things that I would be playing, or things I can discuss. And if you guys don't want to just be looking out for games, and you guys want to watch like videos, like vlogs, go check out, also link to my channel on the Skull Candy channel, my Envis channel, which is my vlogging channel for anyone that wants to go out, check it out. But yeah, anyway, guys, thank you for joining this podcast. My name is Noah, and I am signing off.